Okay, just letting you know that we're recording. My name is Nicolino Arango. I am the interviewer. I am here with Gabriel Arango. The date is April 18th, 2022.
Can you see me?
No, your phone. I can see you now. You're good. The time is 5:21, and this is being done over Zoom. Gabriel, I just want to read the informed consent and deed of gift that you signed. This interview is for the COVID-19 Oral History Project, which is associated with the Journal of Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive. The COVID-19 Oral History Project is a rapid response oral history focused on archiving the lived experience of the COVID-19 epidemic. We designed this project so that professional researchers and broader public can create and upload their oral histories to our open access and open source database. This study will help us collect narratives and understandings about COVID-19, as well as help us understand the impacts of the pandemic over time. The recordings, demographic information, and the verbatim transcripts will be deposited in the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive in the Indiana University Library System for the use of researchers and the general public. Do you have any questions about the project that I can answer?
No.
Okay. By taking part, this study is voluntarily, so you may choose to take part or leave at any moment. And do you have any questions that I could start before we get started here?
No.
Finally, I just want to ask for verbal confirmation that you have agreed to do this interview and you are okay to have it made available.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's get started. The way this interview is going to work out, I'm going to ask you a couple of things. Just open freely, just the talk between me and you. So let's start with something easy first. When you first learned about COVID-19, what were your original thoughts about it?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be something like the flu. Turned out to be a little worse.
Have your thoughts changed since then?
No, I think it's definitely a little worse than the flu. Having had it and haven't had my family have it. I definitely still agree with my assessment from the beginning.
Are there any particular issues that have concerned you most about the whole pandemic?
I don't know about concern. I mean, trying to learn exactly where it originally came from, whether or not the vaccinations were going to be a valid way to prevent yourself from getting it. Other than that, that's all.
Has COVID-19 changed your employment status at all?
Yes, I was let go in 2019 due to COVID in April.
Has anyone else that you know have felt the same, have been affected in the same way? Anyone you know specifically that you don't have to name them, but do you know people that have been laid off or have lost their jobs due to COVID?
Not many close people to me have had that happen.
Okay. Do you have any concerns about the effects that COVID-19 will have on employment, going on, or maybe just even the economy, because it's obviously not ending anytime soon. So do you have any worries or concerns that might happen?
We have concerns in terms of work. A lot of places of employment have gone to working remotely, doing Zoom as we are on right now, and other options to remain employed and have the ability to do it from home to avoid large gatherings at workplaces, which could help spread the virus.
And has the continuance of the pandemic brought upon any difficulties in trying to find a new job, or has it just been
Personally, I can't say it has due to in 2020, I was diagnosed with cancer and had to fight through that. And that pretty much helped or kept me from being able to find employment. So I can't say COVID actually has kept me from finding work per se, but as soon as I'm able to get back to work, I will be able to know that for a fact, whether it's going to be an issue or not.
Okay. So now we're going to jump into the unemployment, how that process has been for you. Have you or were you for a period of time collecting unemployment due to the pandemic?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Did you have concerns about the way the government or the unemployment system set up their new policies during the pandemic to accommodate people during this time? Was there any concern about that, or were you
happy
with what they did?
Other than getting signed up for unemployment, that during that process, during that time, so many people were becoming unemployed due to COVID. It took a very long time. It was a painful process trying to get in and get lined up and signed up for unemployment during COVID. Other than that, the process was seamless.
Okay. Do you believe that the unemployment system has, in a way, helped enough to provide for funds in terms of help making sure that your family is living comfortably?
Yes, I think the way they set it up in the immediate year that COVID hit, they were getting extra to help provide for families that were struggling through this pandemic and losing their jobs and stuff like that. I really feel that they did what they could to help out, make it a little bit easier on everybody who was affected.
So let's go all the way back to when it first happened in the March of 2020. So looking back now, what would you have done to prepare for everything that COVID has brought on? As you said that not only were you battling cancer, but you also lost your job due to COVID. Was there anything that you would have, looking today, was there anything that looking back you wish you would have done in preparation for this ongoing pandemic?
I wasn't aware that, I don't think there was anything I could have done differently. Really had no control over how that pandemic was going to overtake the country and the workforce. So I don't think there was anything I could have changed or done differently.
Yeah. And what do you hope that your life is like within a year? I know the whole pandemic seems like it's never ending, but in terms of employment, do you see COVID being an impediment in a year? Where do you see yourself?
I see myself working. Okay.
Let's elaborate a little bit. You say obviously you want to be working. Would you prefer to be back in that environment of being with people? Or does it not matter? Would you be open to the idea of working in a living, a virtual environment because of the pandemic?
Well, to be honest, prior to the pandemic, I was working remotely as it was. They just think that working in and out of the office, I partially work remotely, sometimes going to the office. I don't think anything would have changed. So,
okay. Okay. Yeah. One last question about just employment in general. If you were to not having the unemployment, say like we took unemployment out of the question here, do you think that your family would have been able to I don't want to say survive because that's obviously that's not a thing, but you know what I mean? Like, would you have felt that, that not being in work at the time would have really put like a hamper on the way the family could live and, survive in a manner of which that felt comfortable to you?
Are you saying we're in a situation where we didn't get unemployment?
Yeah. Let's say, that unemployment, the services they give out unemployment, they denied you for some random reason. Would you have felt that the pandemic would have been affecting the family in a way that it would have made living uncomfortable? Because I know being with you, that obviously that unemployment helped the entire family. But do you think that not having a job because of COVID and then not receiving such a fund, that would have been like a... What would be your like mindset if that was the way that the government went about doing so?
Well, I just think that would have been if they weren't able to help the masses that were affected due to COVID and caused to have to come after unemployment to compensate for their loss of wages. I just think that it would have been, it would have been very difficult for any family. For any situation, any person that, you know what I mean, that they could not be assisted. I mean, when you lose your job outside of a pandemic, unemployment's usually there to help you out and get you through the situation. Due to the pandemic, if they were to turn their backs and make it so difficult, I think that would have been a horrible...
I don't mean to interrupt you, but let me rephrase that in a bit that say I understand that unemployment's usually generally there for everyone when they lose their job, but I'm talking specifically about the upgrade to the amount that you received during the pandemic. If they didn't upgrade to that, do you think that it would have been possible for the family to live as comfortably? You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, I honestly can say that I have been in that situation where I was laid off from a job and got unemployment, and we were able to survive.
Okay. All right. Just trying to get a general sense of, you know, how COVID is, you know, affected not only unemployment, but jobs in that.
Unemployment, you're able to survive on it. What the for? That they were giving during COVID for unemployment was because when you get laid off, usually you are able to get back into the workforce remotely.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's the whole idea of the unemployment system is the fact that you usually attach to the labor market, but now with the way the pandemic was working, it's like, wait, exactly. Could you really get back to being attached to that work market?
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. No, you're fine. What were you about to say?
Is that with COVID, it made it so much more difficult to be able to find work. So many employers not looking to hire people to get back to the work, going down to skeleton crews and trying to survive that way and to provide people, main people at their places to continue to work without detrimenting their companies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you literally were them giving you that extra was giving you that a little bit of cushion because they knew many, many people were not going to be able to just jump right back into the workforce because employers just weren't hiring during COVID.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I'm conducting this interview at the moment. I'm trying to find people like yourself that were laid off during the pandemic, and the pandemic kind of put a hamper on things. I want people such as yourself to get a voice. So later down the line, when people are looking at history like this, it's not just you're looking at the pandemic, but you also get to see a sense of the human side of things.
Yeah.
So people understand that, oh yeah, we were going through a pandemic, but this affected people, not just only in terms of sickness, but it affected their lives as well. And that's the point of this interview today. I don't have any more questions for you. Is there anything you would like to ask me or just state in general before we conclude this interview?
No, not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. Well, once again, Gabriel, thank you so much for doing this interview with me and giving consent to do so. I really appreciate it, and thanks.
All right, you're welcome.